Harish, do you think that's the value of some projects? Obviously, I'm just talking out loud, where Baba does give us a chance to focus on him, even though it may not be something we want to do, or we put it off, or it takes a deadline to produce it. But after it happens, you see that that was an opportunity to be one-pointed.
Well, one-pointed, yeah, that's how it is.
But at the time, it doesn't seem that way. It's very difficult.
Yes.
And you feel like, you know, you're not doing your best or whatever. And then...
all this is, our being here is what? It's an opportunity to be one-pointed, focusing on him? Yes. What is all this? Do you mean to say that I am saying something to you, something new that is there? Or when you say something, it is something new. No, it is all that helps us to focus on him.
That's true, but there's always a new slant. I'd heard that story many times that you just told, but something always comes out that's different, you know. And reminds me of something that was said by a Baptist preacher to Elizabeth, you know, when he came to the center, he was doubting and wasn't sure about all this, and said, well, is Mayor Baba the same as Christ? You know, are you saying he's Jesus? And she said, well, he lived, you know, the life that Christ led, and he said, well, we have Jesus. Why do we need somebody else, Miss Patterson? And she smiled, and with a twinkle, she said, yes, it is the same thing, but each time it's lived, it's new. So each time we come here, maybe we hear the same thing, but it's new. Because we're not the same either.
You know what I try to do, Eric?
Yeah.
Every time I feel some pain, if I stub my toe, I thank Baba for it. So, but I forget it a lot of times. A lot of times I get all worried about what's some negative thing happening. But every time I feel some pain or something negative's happening, I try to thank Baba for the pain. He always gives us all the things. We think he gives us all the things that are good, but he gives us everything.
Yeah, that's true.
The bad and the good.
That's what he
is. Is it easier to thank him after you've recovered than when you're really
sick? No, I try to do it the minute I feel a sharp pain or anything like
that. It's a discipline that he has developed. This reminds me of a nice story. Have you heard of Rabia?
I heard the name, but I don't...
You heard the name. Not this Rabia.
Not this one.
What happened was one day, as Rabia grew older and older, and well, she was revered as a great saint of the time.
Rabia era considerata una grande santa.
So people were around him. They would always flock around him and sit there and listen and all that. And she wouldn't care for what. Just she'll go on talking and jabbering and cracking jokes and this and that. But there was something in her presence. For those who are sitting around, they felt at peace. So they were all there.
La gente che gli stava attorno si sentiva in pace.
So young and old would be there.
Veniva gente giovane da.
So there was a young person who would invariably visit Rabia. Young man.
C'era un giovane che la visitava.
And he felt that great peace and joy to be in her presence. So one day he comes. So what happened was that people were there and this young man comes. That day when he came, he had a tight scarf tied round his head. So Rabia immediately looked at him and says, well, what's this new thing that you have got? Something new you have got there now. A nice bow or something like that. He has put the scarf properly with a bow and all. What's there today? He says, Rabia, I've got such a terrible headache, you know. Oh, what a terrible headache, you know. And I can't resist the temptation to come here, and I'm not feeling comfortable with this headache, so I just tied it and all that and came. How many times your headache? He said, never before I had such a headache. So then she piped in and said, oh, this is the first time you have had the headache? All the time, first time you have a headache and you complain about it, you have complained. And all these years that you pass, you never had a headache and you just never even thanked the Lord. And one day you have a headache and such a big complaint and show off and all our attention is drawn, what's wrong with this man, you see.